Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures continue their slide again today. We were down in every contract except the August soybeans. Of course, the August have remained strong as the old crop tight supply still remains intact. Of course, that big new crop won't be here until later on at the end of the summer to early fall. But November beans did knock out some new lows here, went below the 1065 support level, which was also the low from report day a few days ago. And then yesterday, the low, of course, was 1065.5. So we went through that and traded down to about 1058 to close the day, down 13 to 14 cents. Corn also made new lows, down 4 cents. December corn now 368. September at 360. A lot of people put that $3.50 target. Of course, there's some people saying 280 and $3. But the next kind of round even number that people are going to look to try to buy is 350. So that's another 10 cents down. And then wheat futures also lower today. December, Kansas City down 6.25 at 633.5. And Chicago down 5 at 548.5. Weather is still favorable for the Midwest. Both the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day show normal to below normal temperatures and above normal rainfall. So both of those things looking good here as the crop remains in great shape. And the likelihood of record-breaking yields is very possible.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop condition report showed that corn was 76% good to excellent. And that is extremely high level. It's not the best we've ever seen, though. In 1987, the good to excellent category for this week was 87%. And that year, we had a yield of 119.8 bushels per acre. Of course, the genetic technology that's come a long way, and the weather has been perfect. So we're expecting quite a bit more than that. The official number is around 165 bushels per acre. A lot of people are saying 170 is probably more likely. If you look at the worst year, was the following year of 1988, we were 19% good to excellent. Now that year, we were 84.6 bushels per acre. So quite a wide variance going back from 1987 to 1998. But this year, 76% good to excellent. And then soybeans are 73% good to excellent this week, up one percentage point. The best year on record was 80% good to excellent in 1994. That year, we had a yield of 41.4 bushels per acre. The early numbers here are estimating a 45 bushel per acre yield at this point. Of course, if weather remains good, it could be higher than that. Winter wheat harvest, 75% done. That's also the five-year average, so things are rocking along nicely there.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping the markets, August live cattle up $3 at $155.95, October up $262 at $157.87. August feeder cattle up the $3 limit at $216.02, and September also up $3 at $216.77. August lean hogs up $247 at $127.57, and October up $75 at $113.45. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4 at $6.21 and a quarter, December down 7 at $6.32 3/4. September Chicago wheat down 5.5 at 524.5. September corn down 3.75 at 360.25. December down 3.75 at 368.25. August soybeans up 8.25 at 1184. And September down 6.5 at 1085. October cotton up 28 at 68.80. And December up 22 at 67.91. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.